be helping each other with all of these classic entrepreneurial problems.
Reid Hoffman is co-author of The Startup of You. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Support for NPR Business News comes from Charles Schwab, providing real-life guidance for a real-life retirement. Charles Schwab. Talk to Chuck. Learn more at 1-800-4-SCHWAB.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
WCVE Public Radio. The broadcast of Morning Edition is made possible by Allianz Global Assistance, the new name for Mondial Assistance, insuring 13 million Americans with travel insurance and more from its U.S. headquarters in Richmond, AllianzAssistance.com. And Randolph-Macon College's Taylor Anderson Japan Foundation Lecture with NPR correspondent Yuki Noguchi and Japanese Ambassador Ichiro Fujisaki commemorating the anniversary and discussing the aftermath of the Japan earthquake and tsunami. Sunday, March 11th at 4, rmc.edu. And Virginia Urology, early detection can save lives. 1 in 6 men will develop prostate cancer. An annual prostate exam is an important component of men's health. Online at uro.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WCVE Public Radio HD, 88.9 WCVE FM Richmond, 89.1 WCNV Heathsville, and 90.1 WMVE Chase City. We're online at ideastations.org/radio.
It's time now for our Tuesday morning visit with PolitiFact Virginia. PolitiFact Virginia checks the facts of comments made by Virginia political figures. And Sean Gorman joins us again this morning. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Wayne.
Well, we have 4 items to talk about this morning, recent items in the PolitiFact Virginia column in the Richmond Times-Dispatch. You and your colleagues recently checked out the facts on these statements. A couple of weeks ago, Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, who's the chairman of the Democratic Governors Association, appeared on national television with his Republican counterpart, Virginia's Bob McDonnell. And O'Malley made a statement that his state, Maryland, is creating jobs at 2.5 times the rate of Virginia. You checked his facts on that. What did you find?
Well, McDonnell and O'Malley went back and forth in that interview on which state has the rosiest employment statistics. Now, O'Malley said Maryland is creating jobs at 2.5 times the rate that Virginia is. Now, the Maryland governor's office sent us figures from the Bureau of Labor Statistics to back that point. Now, O'Malley pointed to job creation data from January through December of 2011, which show Maryland created jobs at more than 2 times the rate of Virginia. But a couple of economists questioned measuring the job gains from one end of the year to the other, and instead they suggested comparing each state's job gains from December 2010 to December 2011. And when we did that, Virginia and Maryland had a nearly equal rate of job creation, with Maryland seeing its job numbers rise 0.98% and Virginia increasing by 0.97%. We'd also like to point out that this back and forth between McDonnell and O'Malley is somewhat irrelevant because economists have repeatedly told us that governors have little impact on their state economies in the short run. So we rate O'Malley's claim false.
Okay, in that case, a Maryland political figure, of course, commenting about Virginia in a joint appearance with Virginia's governor. Delegate Bob Marshall, who is challenging George Allen for the GOP nomination in the Virginia U.S. Senate race this year, made a comment, I guess it was appearing before a General Assembly committee in behalf of one of his bills. He said, if you got mercury from a broken compact fluorescent light bulb on your shoes, quote, you're supposed to throw away your shoes. Now, that sounded a little peculiar. What did you find out when you checked on that?
Right. These newer CFL bulbs contain a small amount of mercury, which is a toxic metal, so they definitely need to be handled with care, particularly if they break. Now, if one shatters in a home, the U.S. EPA recommends that the room be ventilated for about 10 minutes or so. Homeowners should pick up the bulb debris with sticky tape and cardboard, but running a vacuum cleaner is not advised because that will spread mercury vapor around. But the EPA does not specifically recommend throwing out your shoes if a broken bulb debris gets on them. Now, to back his claim, Marshall pointed us to websites for agencies in several states that recommend throwing out clothing and shoes if mercury gets on them, but those are references to glass thermometer breaks and other spills that result in a much greater release of mercury than from that of that comes out from a broken bulb. An average compact fluorescent light bulb contains just 1/100th of the mercury that's in an old glass thermometer. Now, we found state government agencies in a half dozen states advising that shoes only need to be wiped off with a damp towel or wet wipes if the mercury from a broken bulb gets on them. Also, Edward Groth, a former senior scientist with Consumer Reports, said throwing out your shoes would be a fairly extreme response. Instead, he just recommends leaving the shoes outside several days to air out. So we rate Marshall's claim false.
Okay. False on the truth-o-meter. A comment made about Virginia by the president of the Virginia Education Association was another item you wrote about recently. VEA President Kitty Boynton said Virginia has, quote, permanently cut spending for public education by $1.6 billion through changes to the state's standards of quality formula. Is she right?
Well, the standards of quality are the minimum guidelines state officials set for public education in Virginia. Now, the standards lay out teacher-pupil ratios, benefits for educators, and basic curricula. The state is legally required to pay 55% of the cost to meet these specific guidelines, while localities pay the rest. And the General Assembly has been controlling its education costs by removing programs from the standards. Now, Boynton said the cuts total $1.6 billion since 2008. Now, the VEA backed her claim by citing a January Senate Finance Committee report that lists 10 significant changes in education funding. And the biggest one was a 2009 decision by the legislature to cap the number of teacher aides, clerks, bus drivers, and other support positions that the state helps pay for. But not all of the items on the list were part of the standards of quality. When those items are removed, the total cut to the standards of quality programs totals $1.4 billion, which is pretty close to what Boynton said. Now, Boynton said those cuts are permanent. Technically, the General Assembly could go back and restore money in the future, but officials at the Department of Education told us they can't recall an instance where legislators restored a standards of quality program that had been cut. So we rate Boynton's claim mostly true.
State Senator George Barker, a Democrat from Fairfax, also had something to say about public education funding. Said Governor McDonald's budget proposal cuts pre-kindergarten programs. You looked into that. What did you find out?
Well, the state has allocated $65.1 million this school year for the Virginia Preschool Initiative, which teaches social and learning skills to four-year-olds who will become eligible for free and reduced-cost lunch programs when they enter public schools. Now, McDonald's 2013 budget would boost that annual allocation to $68.2 million in 2013 and to $68.5 million in 2014, and that's an increase, not a cut. Now, Barker noted that the governor's budget would fund the preschool initiative at a level far below the amount recommended by the Department of Education. But the Education Board doesn't appropriate money. It only makes recommendations to the General Assembly, so it's a stretch to say McDonald is lowering funding based on the Education Board's recommendation. Now, the governor's budget would change the formula Virginia uses to estimate the number of four-year-olds eligible for the pre-K program. And Barker correctly notes that the new formula would cause some localities to lose a portion of their funding starting in 2015. But most cities and counties would gain money. We rate Barker's statement mostly false.
Okay. Thanks to Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia, talking to us from the Richmond Times-Dispatch. We have a PolitiFact Virginia segment here on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition each Tuesday morning at this time. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you, Wayne.
WCVE Public Radio. Freelance writer Joan Tuppence reviews plays for us here on Morning Edition on WCVE from time to time. And today, she reviews the play at the Barksdale at Hanover Theater, which is playing through April 29th, and she says, always Patsy Cline is a delightful rendition of the short career of a Shenandoah Valley songstress.
The music of the legendary Patsy Cline continues to gain fans every day.